Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's good.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a bout and you can't make a grunt. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to Wilderness Freedom Radio on this Monday night. My name is Willie Bernard with Fortress Braggus, Russell Hood. And I tell you what, it gets crazier and crazier. And I was just talking to Virgil about some stuff, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Guys, how you doing on this Monday?
Oh, hanging in there, man. It was hotter than the spoon in Hunter Biden's kitchen today down in Shreveport, I tell you, man. We're slow growing down there today.
It's like 80 degrees out here right now. So, but
yeah,
I hear you, Russell.
I hear you. It was hot. It was out south of Shreveport too. Hotter even.
So,
Joseph.
Go ahead.
And Joseph, before we go any further, Wolverine Resistance Radio would like to offer our condolences to the Hill family in regards to bassist Dusty Hill with ZZ Top, who died at the young age of 72 years old at his home in Houston, Texas. This man was part of an American. Go ahead, Russell.
I'm going to tell you something right now, man. The blues and sea will never be the same. And there's been a lot of great bass players in the history. You can rattle off names right and left, but I tell you what, right now, that guy right there was absolutely hands down. The father of blues bass guitars, man. I mean, he's the first guy who came up with distortion and all that kind of stuff. He is a rock and roll blues icon that would be sorely missed.
Yep. Well, he was one of
inspirations.
He was one of my inspirations for getting into music. And I tell you, you know, that man was a legend. He was more of a legend than Elvis Presley.
That little old band from Texas. I tell you what, I don't believe there has been a three-man band in the history of the world that has given so much to the art of rock and roll and blues, rhythm and blues, than ZZ Top.
Exactly.
That is, along with Buddy Holly and, Bob Wills and Waylon Jennings and Richie Valens and Richie Valens was in California, but one of my favorite of all times, and I got to see him play with ZZ Top, and that is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, you lucky dog!
And I tell you what, if you have never been to a Texas gentleman's club and watched a Mexican stripper do her number on a brass pole to Stevie Ray Vaughan's Texas Flood, you ain't lived yet.
Right. I've heard about it. I've heard about that, Virgil. I actually have. So, coming from me, that has to be true.
I'm going to tell you what. Before ZZ Top got famous, and we used to see them for a $10 cover charge at the Dome Shadows, which was a club that was right behind the old Avenue, the eighth wonder in the world there. And those guys have rocked for decades. Good, solid music. As Virgil said, one of the best three-piece bands ever. And Stevie Ray Vaughan in the mid-80s, Austin, that area through there and stuff, I had $10 cover charge.
Oh, look, when I was on the offshore oil rigs, we used to catch the show Austin City Limits, especially when Stevie Ray Vaughan was on. And, man, look, it was that was the thing. You didn't touch that TV
Austin
City Limits.
All right.
Because out in the Gulf, inland, you get a lot of distortion. And, this was with the old analog. We didn't have the satellite TVs or anything back there. But once you got out in that gulf and that signal could build up a good, strong signal and get to that antenna, oh, man, it would we rocked the house.
Yeah.
We would rock the house.
Well,
me,
you know,
me and Stevie Ray and ZZ Top, we done drank a lot of beer together. A lot
right.
of beer.
Well, I tell you, you know, rock and roll ain't like it's not what it used to be. The famous country music, you know, and everything. We had the best rock and roll music when we were growing up, you know, and everything. And honestly, when I was playing music, now I've met some legends, but I never met Stevie Ray Vaughan or ZZ Top. I wish I could have. But I tell you, you know, it's my gosh, man. Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was a legend himself too, you know. And I tried learning
ZZ Top concert we went to, they had this rigged up, okay. ZZ Top comes on stage and boy, they start getting with it, and then all of a sudden some scaffolding in the back of the stage fell. And mm-hmm. just came crashing down, and you could see this guy, he's got a camera, one of those big video cameras, and he's hanging upside down. And it mm-hmm. took, you know, it took us all a while to catch on that this was all fake. It was a dummy hanging up. And they just got a kick out of the crowd flipping out because of that.
I bet. So... But anyway, I tell you, man, that's a legend right there. And poor Lucretia, she got banned for 3 days on Facebook for playing ZZ Top and everything. So, but I actually got ZZ Top as my ringtone. Like, she's got legs. That's what's on my ringtone, believe it or not.
Well,
but
you know, and the only reason they didn't put Jesus Left Chicago in the church hymn books is because nobody knew how to play it on the organ and piano.
Well, I tell you what, the best concert I ever saw in my life, I was married to my first wife, and I just rotated back from Somalia for the first time, and had tickets to a concert that was at the Ashton Dome. ZZ Top was opening for the Rolling Stones. So
damn.
We went and saw them on a Friday night, which was an excellent show. Next day, we're sitting there recovering. The phone ring. It's my buddy. He had a family emergency pop up. He had two tickets he couldn't use. So he gave them to us. So I saw ZZ Top and the Rolling Stones back-to-back in Houston, Texas, at the Ashton Dome.
That was before
the Astrodome was falling down around itself.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 82, 83, somewhere in there.
Shit, I just graduated high school around that time. But I tell you what, man, you know, this world is getting more crazy and more crazy as the day goes by. I was just telling Virgil Russell, I don't know what she thinks about. I think by next week, we might be at full war. Or probably sooner. What do you think?
I don't know about that, but they're already talking, got some inside word that they're putting together speech that is supposed to be more solemn than George, the globalist George Bush's speech on 9/11. And they're going to push for another lockdown on this so-called Delta.
Yes, they are.
Yep. I've been posting about that, about the lockdown that's coming up and everything.
Well,
everybody's like, we're crazy. That's not true. And I'm like, okay, we'll see. They're planning for 2 weeks from today.
Governor John Dumbbell Edwards got on TV today, and starting tomorrow, there's going to be an inside mask mandate statewide. And the parish leaders, they've been all over the news, all over the local news. And they are basically giving him the finger and saying, no, we are not going to enforce this. We are not going to shut restaurants down, harass restaurants, churches, whatever. We're not doing that again. We're not doing that again. They're telling him, it's up to you. You're going to have to get your state police, you know, which they do not have enough of, to enforce your mandates from now on. They are tired of it. They are fed up with it.
We sent that same message to our governor up here and everything. She issued an emergency order today, but she said that no mask mandates or anything and stuff like that, because we all told her the same thing. Because we told her if they lock down, she's finished, period.
But you see, Joseph, this is what gets me about Marjorie and Lucretia and all of these other ladies that are running for office, okay? Mm-hmm. They get on here and they get on Facebook and everything, and they gripe about, oh, Pelosi's mask mandate. She's going to arrest American citizens if they come into the Capitol and don't wear a mask and blah, 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 and all of this here. You see, they need to regroup. They need to sit back and they need to think, okay? Now, bear with me, Russell, here for a minute. Okay, now, if I was running for office right now, or if I was up for re-election, what I would tell the American people is, my position, is that vaccine or no vaccine, no matter what, when the big man upstairs cuts your orders and gives you your DD-214, you're out of here. Regardless, you know, I'm not going to put my faith in a vaccine. I'm not going to put my faith in science. I'm going to put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty. Okay, now, what do y'all think would happen if one of these politicians came out and said that? What do you think?
Oh, all hell would break loose. Guarantee it.
All hell would break loose. And who would get pissed off about it?
The left. The liberals, the Democrats,
No. The left would support this. AOC would be running her mouth. Pelosi would be running her mouth. And they would say some interrogatory, insulting shit about, Russell doesn't have too much for the Christians. But they do vote. And I tell you what, they would make a comment so insulting to Christians all over, not only all over America, but all over the world, that it would just devastate them. It would devastate them at the polls.
Yeah,
it would devastate.
That's true.
You see, that's just like what I was trying to tell you about. You know, when is election season? What month is election? November, right?
November.
Okay. Midterm elections, November 2022. Okay. What goes on in November 2022? What is the number one thing in the South? The number one thing in the South that is sacred that goes on in November, that starts in November?
Trying to get votes?
No. Hunting season.
Oh,
hunting
yeah.
season.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now, Marjorie and Lucretia and these other women that are running and all these other ones that are running, see what they need to do? They need to go out and get them some mossy oak outfits or some real tree outfits and wear those during those few weeks of campaigning. And I tell you what, they're going to be stupid enough to make derogatory and insulting remarks about that. And let me tell you something. You go to threatening, you know, oh, hunters are just they're white supremacists and they're just murderers and they kill animals and they need more gun control. They're out there with AR-15s hunting squirrels with them and all of this. Let me tell you something. Those hunters will come out of those woods from those camps. They will get down off them deer stands early and they will vote.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a group of people you do not want to piss off.
Right. That's kind of like using reverse psychology, what you're saying.
You see, even though you can use your enemy's attitude and arrogance as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these politicians need to learn. A lot of these young politicians need to learn that. They need to learn that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Hey, we got a caller on.
Do what you got to do to get in office. Do what you got to do to get in office. Then you create the real havoc. Then you start telling Joe Biden, go fuck himself. And let me tell you what. Anybody that would let that son of a bitch drive their grandchild's Tonka truck down the sidewalk should be put away and they should be force-fed medication. Okay?
Well, never mind. I won't say anything on that one. But we got a caller. I don't know who it is, but I tell you, you know, Virgil, you're right. I mean, you know, play their game, but do it strategically and do it smart.
Use their arrogance and ignorance against them. Use their mouth against them.
I've been watching Cara Bodini. We had her on the show, and as you know, she's running for governor of New Mexico. She's been doing that, Virgil. She's been following your advice and doing it, and she's gaining. She's gaining, believe it or not. I've been watching her. She's taking your advice and doing exactly some of that. You know, so it's going to be fun to watch, I guarantee you. But we got a caller, but I don't know who it is, and everything, we bring them on. And hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, am I unmuted?
Yes, you're unmuted.
Hey, what's going on, guy?
Hey.
Joe, is it?
It is Joe. Now.
Okay, Joe, how you doing today?
How you doing, Virgil? How the rest of you?
We're trying not to melt.
Yeah, it is getting hot out here all across the country. Am I reading your description page right? And are you asking the question, will we survive in the near future?
Yep.
Okay.
Can you survive? And here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We've been getting everything prepared for the last couple of years. And like we've been saying, if you're not prepared, it's your own fault.
Okay, you're right.
But I think, all right. Go ahead, Joe.
I think that no matter how well prepared you are, if the military is not on the side of the people, if they're on the side of the Democrats, on the side of the Chinese Communist Party, to me, I may be wrong because I'm not a prepper. Maybe I should have been. But I believe that eventually, even if a person actually knows how to distinguish between the good berries and the poisonous ones, he knows what kind of plant life to live off of. And he's lucky enough that he can get some food, you know, some real protein by shooting or using an arrow, a bow and arrow, to get the food. Eventually, the government will find everybody, or they'll just leave them up in the mountains to fend for themselves. So I think that unless the government can be taken down now, before the next year is out, I don't care who you are. Now, again, I may be wrong. Even if there are people who have bought bunkers underneath the ground. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they won't let anybody else know where they are. But when they bought the bunkers, the manufacturers, the wholesalers, they know where they are. And when the government comes and knocking and says, you give me your customer list or you're going to a black site, I can guarantee you the people are giving up that that list of bunkers. And when the drones come out and the robots come out, I don't think anybody will survive unless we do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we fight back now. And that's going to be hard. I wish I had the answer, because I'm telling you, that election fraud of 2020 took me by surprise. How well coordinated, how organized.
Oh, yes.
It took me by surprise like you wouldn't believe.
And we try to warn about that, too, but not to underestimate your enemies, because you never know.
Oh, I mean, I think most people, I knew that election fraud existed. I mean, Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, they're famous. L.A., Cook County, they're famous for the fraud. But when the swing states all of a sudden stop counting, all of a sudden you got these millions of votes supposedly for Biden, all of a sudden, and then you got the state legislators who are not doing a goddamn thing about following up on the evidence of 7,000 affidavits reporting election fraud. And, you know, it almost took the wind out.
There's nothing going to happen to do that, because, first of all, Republicans are as much involved in this as Democrats are.
And you're right about that.
This next lockdown is going to last right through the election day. Mail-in ballots, more fraud, the same old song and dance. Anybody who believes there's ever going to be another honest election in this country until we hang these traitors.
I'm with you.
Are as full of shit as Christmas turkey.
There's a lot of background
noise,
guys.
That's just straight up fact.
I can barely hear you.
Now that's Virgil, I think.
No, it's not me. I'm hearing it from you. Sound like that damn fan.
Yeah.
No.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, that was my fan.
Uh-huh.
I turned it off.
So, yeah, I hear you. Unless we actually hang them, you know, first we have to prosecute them, and that means we have to have honest attorneys general and honest judges. I don't know if that exists anymore.
Not under this regime.
No. You got United States congressmen trying to get into a federal detention center to examine the treatment of American citizens. Okay. But they can't get in there. They can't get in there. You know, why hide something if you don't have something to hide?
Exactly.
You know.
And that congressman, these are congressmen who do these kind of inspections, maybe not on a regular basis, but they have the jurisdiction to do it, and they do it on the, every once in a while, periodically. And you have...
Okay.
Yeah, and you have people come...
I mean... There ain't even no sense talking about that or going that way, because it's not going to happen, because the five Chinese spies that were, yes, part of the Chinese military that came over here and were working research for these big universities that do research for the government, one thing and another, stuff like that, they were leaking all this research to China. They got busted under the Trump administration, and the Biden administration, through their DOJ, just dropped all charges against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about that Durham report that we were supposed to have gotten 2 years ago, too? Huh? Yeah.
What about the hospital reports to the CDC about all of these negative reactions to this vaccine that they're suppressing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had to point out to an individual that, you know, that over 500,000 people have had negative reactions to this so-called vaccine, and he said, you know, I haven't heard anything about it. I said, go to the CDC website.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ed, the thing of it is, this RNA stuff is not even a vaccine. That's just a straight-up pathogen that the protein spikes are, and they will, down the road, they will cause brain problems, heart problems, organ failure, breaks down the muscles. I mean, this is straight-up murder. Murder on a world scale that will make what the Nazis did in Germany look like a church picnic when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
That's why I call Fauci the new Joseph Mengele. He's known to me as the new Joseph Mengele.
That's who he is. He's the guy that's in charge. Well, I don't know if in charge. A lot of people we think are in charge. I mean, nothing more than the puppets and the front men. But the thing is that, yeah, they're carrying out the orders of the people who are their masters, and they think they're going to get a seat at the table of whatever Luciferian god that they worship, if they even worship a Luciferian god. But these people don't seem to realize that they're going to be amongst the first to go. If we're going to go into a Mad Max situation where only the so-called elite, which I call scumbags, because I won't give them I won't dignify that word elite being applied to them. They're the ones who will have the boats and the land and the yachts and the cars and the money, while the rest of us are struggling.
What?
And the people who are going to assist them, if they're not members of the families that have intermarried and gotten their legacy together through their children and grandchildren, they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to stick around because the population is only going to be to about 500 million or less. And when the robots really get online, like those dancing robots that you've seen on YouTube, once they become like Skynet, they don't need these people anymore.
Yeah.
They're
going to use them for as long as they can and then dispose of them.
Yep.
You know, that's exactly right. It's like this too. So Fauci, he's already planning and patenting another vaccine for a pandemic that hasn't happened yet. I mean, I've been reading about this for the last couple of weeks.
Now they have a nasal spray. Now they have a nasal spray that they're going to distribute. It's in the test trials here down in Louisiana at LSU. They're asking for guinea pigs to come in and try this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we've had this severe spike of COVID cases here in Louisiana. You know, which is ground zero for the COVID because. You know, they turned it loose during Mardi Gras when everybody come down here to Louisiana, and then they go back home and they spread this shit. You know, it's just going on and on and on and on and on. And the American people, I love my country. I love my country, and I try to deal with people. You know. But the American people are just so fucking stupid. They don't remember shit. They do not remember. They don't. They're so busy with their cell phones and their computers and their frappe latte faggot fucking coffee from Starbucks and all of this shit here and beating each other up over Popeye's chicken sandwiches and shit like that. They don't remember. They don't remember these experimental drugs that were given to these soldiers over during the first Desert Storm when they told them, oh, well, he's got this and he's got that and nerve gas and sarin and all of this. Well, it's not FDA approved, so you're going to have to sign a waiver, but we're going to give you these pills and shots, and they're supposed to help you. And if you look back at the females that took this stuff that were over there, ovarian cancer went through the roof. It went through the roof per capita. pre-stage Alzheimer's, neurological damages, prostate cancer, reproductive birth defects. I mean, and just all of this, and they had hearings on it, and this, that, and the other, and it was just a fiasco. But people forgot about it. Now, here the government's coming up with the miracle vaccine. The miracle vaccine. Okay. I don't see this as a miracle if 500,000 people are having negative reactions to this. And we're not sure, but it's in the neighborhood of 30,000 dead that this vaccine has killed.
That's right.
It's higher than that. It's higher than that. I think I heard 150,000 dead with this vaccine. But yeah. And Virgil's right.
Everybody I know around here, around my area, my small area, that has had that vaccine is going back and forth to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure, migraine headaches, dizziness. Equilibrium just gone to shit. Women are having they're having their menstrual cycle is coming out in clots, blood clots, in a lot of cases. And
some are breaking out in rashes too, from what I was seeing.
Rashes, allergies, sinus infections like you wouldn't believe. That they don't know. People insomnia. People can't sleep anymore. It's just there ain't no way.
But you know another
thing too.
There
ain't no way I'm taking it.
No, I'm not taking it. I don't think anybody is. I mean, anybody who actually is. But the thing is
that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Virgil, you were talking about how stupid people are. Well, I've been saying that for a long time on my other show where I've hosted a show once. But I don't blame them for being stupid. Because that's the purpose of brainwashing. That's how the propaganda works. That's how incrementalism works. It gets you slowly over the course of time. It makes you believe that the whatever you hear from the authorities and from CNN, et cetera.
Exactly.
Right. That is supposed to be the truth. And they don't do the research because, again, they're busy doing what normal Americans should do. You go to work, you come home, you play with your kids, you say hi to your wife and your husband, you do a little bit of housework, you wait for the weekend, you do some barbecues, and you wash, rinse, and repeat. Because the government is supposed to be there to protect us. They don't know that the government is there to destroy us.
Mm-hmm. And we've been giving that
It's not there to destroy us. It's become a matter of destroying your individuality and your constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't forget, this vaccine, so-called vaccine, it's designed to kill. To kill everybody all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just like when the Nazis, you know, when they rounded up the Jews and the Gypsies and the Poles and the Russians and the Jehovah's Witnesses and all of this. Okay, yeah, they put together these death camps because eventually, you know, you get a cluster of people all in one place, you know, and you're fighting a war and you've got few here and many there. Well, those people are going to end up clicking up, which they did a couple of times in those concentration camps. They failed, but they did click up. So what you have to do, You have to diminish the ranks. You have to starve them. You have to destroy them. You got to kill them. You got to gas them. You got to shoot them. And then you get it down to where you have you can control the populace that you have in concentration.
And before you get to the concentration camps, do you know a little bit about the history of the Jews boarding the train that went to Auschwitz and I forget the name of the other one? Because I looked into it. I saw the photos, and there was no resistance by the Jews to get on board those trains. And I've asked myself why. And you know why? Because the government left a little bit of trust in the country, inside the Jews' mind. They told the Jews that they were going to go to work, to a workplace, because they needed the money. And the Jews said, oh, okay. So they got on board thinking they were going to go to a work site. They didn't know they were going to end up in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another thing, too. Do you know how many rounds an MG-42 machine gun can fire?
No.
Quite a bit. It was a very feared and impressive weapon. They called it the German buzzsaw. It made a very distinctive sound, and it was the worst fear that was put into any GI's soul in the European theater of operations. These things were the perfect machine gun. They're still in use today throughout the world. They're still manufactured. And these things here could shoot just about as many rounds as a minigun on a helicopter. I mean, you can do some devastating damage with six or seven of these things set up, and you got a crowd of people, and you're loading them into train cars. You know, it's kind of iffy, you know, if you want to take a chance and catch a bullet, or you might want to take a chance and ride this rail car and see if you can better your situation when you get where you're going.
Right.
You know, when Hitler took all the guns, you know, he said in Mein Kampf, in order to control the populace, you must first disarm them. And once he did that, he had carte blanche.
Mm-hmm.
He went all over Europe.
And here's the thing, too, with that, Virgil. We're seeing that right now being played, right out of the Nazi playbook, what we're seeing today. But it's disguised differently. I mean, you know...
If they put this little wine old looking version of Leave It to Beaver over to ATF, oh, there is definitely gonna be a fucking war.
Uh-huh.
And here's another thing that may be taken out of the playbook of either Stalin or Hitler. Biden's already talked about going door to door. So if he's going to go door to door to check up, you know, to see if you want to get the vaccination, if you know where to go, we all know where that's leading to. That's just to find out who's got it, who doesn't want it, and then the military or the cops will come right behind them and then take you to quarantine camps instead of concentration camps.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me give you this little piece of information. If they come knock on my door, okay, I'm going to tell them hello, and I'm going to close the door behind them. I'm going to stand on my porch, and I'm going to tell them, instead of telling me where I can get this vaccine and how this vaccine benefits me, what you need to do is you need to go down to these black neighborhoods, and you need to tell them where the motor vehicle office is so they can get an ID and vote legally. Because they don't know where the motor vehicle offices are, according to y'all.
No, that's not true. No. The immigrants may not. Black people already have voter ID because they all need it to drive a car or to get inside a federal building.
Of course. I work in the trucking industry. I pull chemical tankers. The majority of chemical tanker drivers and operators, owner-operators, is over 70%. Okay, over 70% are African-American or black, if you want to call them that. But, you know, and you're going to tell me they're hauling up down this corrosive and explosive and stuff that's made to kill up and down the interstate with no CDL license or hazmat endorsement? You know, stop pissing down my back and telling
me
it's raining.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And getting with this immigration,
yeah,
all right, they got people in Baton Rouge right now. They're ready to just. I mean, Baton Rouge is now nicknamed Gotham City. Okay, so that's how bad it's gotten.
The
new nickname for Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is Gotham City.
Gotham City? Oh, okay.
Gotham City.
Like the TV series. Yeah.
Gotham City, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The Border Patrol brought in 6 buses to the Greyhound bus station in Baton Rouge, loaded to the gills, stacked like cordwood in these buses, illegals that came over the border. They dropped them off at the bus station and told them to find the nearest St. Vincent de Paul's and left.
That's because the Catholic Charities are involved in this. 1,000 kids a day are down there at the Texas border being processed by Catholic Charities. 1,000 kids a day. The sex trafficking is going on like you wouldn't believe under Biden.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, hey, you know, we got to rotate out them altar boys, you know. Hispanic altar boys are just as good as white altar boys, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can confirm what Joe's saying because I live just about 3 hours from the Texas border, and we hear that all the time. And it's even getting worse here in New Mexico because they're bringing them here.
Sure.
But,
and people that live on the United States side along that border in apartment houses and subdivisions and things like this, they're just ready to burn. Russell can probably attest to this. They're just ready to burn their houses down for the insurance to get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's you got to damn near set your house up like a goddamn fire base to keep these son of bitches out. They're breaking into people's houses left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's not forget, Black Lives Matter operated last summer. It hasn't started yet, but the summer isn't over. I'll bet you Black Lives Matter and Antifa, you'll hear about them soon.
Oh, they're already up in California causing chaos down there, what I've been seeing, you know, and everything.
Oh, yeah?
But it's, yeah, I mean, the crime rate down there in Texas is bad. So is the same here. Crime rate, we're almost like, we're right up at 90% of murders right now in New Mexico.
Well, Joseph, did you see the gunshot victims, the violent crime victims in Chicago?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
The man from Glad is pissing all over himself. He's profiting. That's the biggest business. If you own a company that makes body bags, oh man, take your shit to Chicago. They're lining up refrigeration trucks and stacking them left and right now.
Yep. Oh yeah. But yeah, we're pretty much tied with Chicago, believe it or not. We're almost there. But in fact, just before I got on the show, they had 3 more murders downtown Albuquerque.
Oh, well, over the weekend, we just had this white kid went all batshit off of something, off his meds or something, right here in Baton Rouge, stabbed his grandmother to death, stabbed his mother, stole their vehicle. They had a weapon in the vehicle. He drove down the road to a shopping center, tried to ditch the car and carjack another vehicle, shot at 2 other cars, hitting the people inside of these 2 other cars, then tried to play World War II in the streets with the cops.
Dang.
All in the city of Baton Rouge. Was Baton Rouge City Police anywhere around? Hell no. Why? They don't have the officers to handle this. They had to call the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office to handle this situation.
What happens when you defund the police? You know? That's what happens. That's what's going on here. They defunded the police and whoa.
Well, it's not only defunding the police in Baton Rouge. We have a mayor who is the unofficial president of Black Lives Matter in Baton Rouge, and her yes man, you know, is the vice president of Black Lives Matter, which is the police chief.
Oh, God.
Because he's appointed. You see, this is where we have problems in these cities with these appointed police chiefs. A police chief's job should not be appointed. It should be an elected position. That mm-hmm. way, he or she is free from being the mayor's yes man and whipping mm-hmm. boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that was supposed to be that way anyhow. You know, you elect your sheriffs and stuff.
Well,
but
in your smaller municipalities, such as the town I live in, yes, our police chiefs are elected officials. But yeah. in major metropolitan cities such as Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Atlanta, whatever, these people are appointed by the mayor.
Yeah.
And the mayor can fire them at any time for any reason,
mm-hmm.
which is yeah. why the case was. The previous police chief during the Alton Sterling incident refused to fire the two officers involved in it because the Justice Department cleared them. But because mm-hmm. the N-word was used during the arrest, the Mayor Sharon Wesson Broom, she wanted them fired. So she fired the chief of police, put a chief of police in that took his place, and then got the officers fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't be. But that's how it is anymore. But we got about 8 minutes left of the show. But I tell you, you know, it's that way everywhere. I mean, you know, crime is, this is what they wanted, Virgil. This is exactly what they wanted.
Crime, well, they got it.
High.
They got it.
Well, look at Washington, D.C. They're screaming for more police down there.
Well, I'm pretty sure Russell will back me up on this. You got a lot of people. I don't care what branch of the military it is, but they're turning in their papers.
Yep.
They're turning in their papers.
Yep, I've been hearing that. Carmelita's been confirming it. She said they're every day they're stepping down.
My nephew at Camp Lejeune, he said a bunch of jarheads done turned in their papers. They're getting out. They had enough. They didn't have enough.
Wow. Yep. That's getting to that point. Well, not only that, they're gearing up because, you know, they know what's coming down, and they're trying to get set up so when it comes down, they are coming to our side. And you're going to see a lot more resigning, a lot more stepping down before that happens. But they're gearing up for it. That's what I was told. This is what Carmelita told me and everything. But, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. But we just got to brace yourself. We lost Russell and we lost Joe. So they lost their calls. But it's getting that close to that time anyhow. But I tell you, man, I don't know. I see it. I think probably next week we're going to see some serious shit. Probably sooner. Probably a lot sooner. It's going to be very serious.
Well, I'm looking for the middle of this month. They're going to come out and they're going to tell people that the vaccine is going to be mandatory, and mm-hmm. in order to keep your job or this or that, you're going to have to.
I was already doing that. They're doing that already. They're doing that here. I already gave notice to the state health, because I work for the state as a healthcare guy. Right now, I gave them notice that if they try to get, said I need to get vaccinated, I told them what they can do with it. So instead, but they're not going to make it mandatory. Not where I work at, but me and my roommates already told them what they can do with it, just if it does come to that point. You know,
yeah.
and everything. So, but anyhow, they're trying to do that here and everything. But on a good note, apparently I don't know if you heard about it. I'll send you the link. I was just given the link by Melody, who's one of our listeners. Whistleblower came out a little too late in my book, but a whistleblower came out from the Dominion system and is leaking all kinds of stuff. I mean, bringing all kinds of documents, proof that he has. And like I told her,
well, Joseph, like I've told you before, what good does a smoking gun do when you have nobody that's going to pay attention to it, and they're going to take it and put it in a drawer,
like,
you know? And it's like Joe said, you know, until you get a for real justice system back on track.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see anybody go to jail. You're not going to see any prosecutions. You're not going to see anything. The only thing you're going to see is a progressiveness of the present bullshit.
Yep, that's what I said. That's like, you know, nothing's going to be done. It's too late. Can't go back. Now we just got to fight. Now we're going to have to fight it like Russell and I agreed on. You're going to have to fight your way out now. Too late. You know? So, but anyway, my friend, it's that time, and we'll be back here on Thursday or tomorrow, Tuesday. And Eric, we'll try to be anyway. And everything, we'll see what happens. But, you know, like we've been saying, if we're not prepared, then, you know, I don't know what to tell y'all. But it's here, and it's coming, and we see it coming and everything. So, you know, anything else you
want to
say there?
Well, no, I'm fixing to sign off. I got to get up early in the morning, get ready, go get loaded, and go to Ohio.
Ohio.
So I'll be on the road for tomorrow night show.
All right. So we'll be back here on Thursday. Then we'll just take off and come back on Thursday. So. Anyway, you guys, y'all be careful. Be on the ready. Be alert. And we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
My wife with another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the